For years now, Fremont County in central Wyoming has been swamped with high waters that have damaged homes and highways every summer. In 2011, the National Guard was even called in to help. But this year was different, even though rivers rose higher than ever before. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Kathy Metzler and Information Officer Tammy Schroyer to find out what everybody did right this time.
Today, actually, we're doing quite well. The crest of the water was last Saturday, and we had 12.06 here in Riverton. But because of the snowpack this year, we knew quite well we were going to have an exceptional runoff year.
And so it didn't end up turning into quite the emergency that it seemed like it was going to?
Mainly because of all the pre-work and stuff that we did ahead, the wall of Fremont and Lander, the barriers in Hudson, both were protective measures that saved us a lot of problems. Dubois even did fine with doing their early sandbagging and stuff ahead and improved the situation. We didn't understand at that stage that we were going to break a new record, but we knew it wasn't going to be a good season.
Yeah. How many years of flooding has there been, and can you kind of just give us a little history?
In 2010, I had been coordinator for a little less than 2 years at that stage, and we had, it was a snow melt event, which then we ended up with some rain on snow that gave us some more problems. But that affected us, Lander, Hudson, Tribal, mainly the Little Wind side, the south side of the county, and that was a presidential disaster declaration. In 2011, we flooded the north side of the county on the Big Wind, and we got Dubois, Kinnear, Riverton on this side. That was one of our worst nightmares this year, was because of the snowpack, and it runs all the way from Togatee down through South Pass. Were we going to have high water on both rivers this year? Which we did, and we managed to break records in several places, but the biggest momentous one was here on the Big Wind, here just south of Riverton.
And I talked to a meteorologist kind of earlier in the year, and he was saying that, you know, there was just a ton of snow up there, and then there was the concern that all of that snow was going to melt all at once once it heated up, and that he was hoping that there would be kind of a slow warm-up and that it would melt it off little by little. So what ended up happening?
We basically would have been a week ago from today. It was 95 here. But basically, it was the fact that, too, as we get into June, the snow gets riper, as we refer to it, which it becomes more moisture-laden, and it compresses and stuff, so it takes less to actually precipitate that and come down. The key things that can cause you flooding issues are the rain-on-snow event or 80, 90-degree days in the basin here 3 days in a row. Those are our trigger points to say, okay, get ready, here she comes. And it was right on schedule. We had good forecasting from National Weather Service. The guys were great to give us our warnings and stuff. The people paid attention, got right out there and did what they could to help things, and we just came through it better this year.
Did you have some problems with people's property getting destroyed or anything like that this year? Or was it really just you were able to keep that at bay?
We have a couple homes that are isolated up in the Burris-Lenore area, but they do have access by a different route than they normally have. And there was the same type of situation out off of Sharpnose Road, and there they plowed bladed a road out through the sagebrush to get them access back out because we had to close the road where they normally use. But I have not received any calls other than some minimal damage. So we're considering it a very good year.
You know, maybe you could explain kind of why it is that this seems to be happening. Why are these rivers so prone to flooding?
Recently, over the last, at least starting in 2010, we had a lot of citizens that we had to explain to them that this is a normal runoff year. They had been here 10 or 15 years, and we'd been in a drought, so they'd never seen water like this. Since then, it's just been the fact that some places they have infringed a little bit into the areas and built a little up, and that's given us some problems, but we don't have zoning here, and so there's nothing really we can do to control it. We just have to encourage the citizen to take care of themselves.
And so what is it that you're kind of advising people that seems to be working?
Just prepare, monitor the water and stuff, pay attention to the weather forecast. If you can do something like dirt berms or something like that, we encourage the citizens to do that. In 2010, we actually utilized the National Guard to sandbag. We have a policy from the county that only critical infrastructure for the county will be protected by county resources. So you as a citizen and a property owner need to take care of yourself. I would like Tammy to be included here, though, and include the safety briefings and whatnot that we've been discussing with people about don't do.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Well, of course, you know, in a disaster, there's no such thing as a textbook disaster. And I would like to echo what Kathy said, that citizens need to be mindful of being able to take care of themselves. You know, be able to read a map and know where you are in relationship to that map so that, you know, you can take the information that is published and sent out and you can assess your own danger or risk. You know, we've talked extensively about not getting into floodwaters, watching your children and your livestock, and make sure that you stay safe from those floodwaters. That's a risk that's not worth taking. And also, be aware that along with people being displaced, like we've had rattlesnakes displaced, and so you need to watch where you're stepping and where your children are going and where your pets are going as you're walking in areas where maybe you've never had a problem with rattlesnakes before. They're homeless right now as well.
Just generally, I would encourage citizens to be prepared. Flood season is not the only time of the year that we have threats to our local communities. We're going to be entering, the cheatgrass is going to dry out. We're going to be in fire season here shortly. And we're still using, at least in Fremont County, I'm still using the Ready, Set, Go as far as our evacuation plan that we have had up on the county website for the last month now. So, or if you didn't get a chance to see it there, contact the office. We'd be happy to give you any information on that or answer your questions.
All right. Well, thank you guys both for taking time to talk to me.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Kathy Metzler and Information Officer Tammy Schroyer, talking about record-breaking runoff in the Little and Big Wind Rivers.